You know, this morning I want to share a word which does go in line with the theme of the year which the Lord spoke to me back in the latter parts of November. You know, that this year we should come up higher and rise to a new level in Him. You know, God never wants us to stay where we're at. You know, one thing that's noticeable about the people of God is that, you know, God always wanted to bring them into something better. You know, they were in Egypt and God called them out. Then they wandered for 40 years in the wilderness and God all, you know, His heart was longing for them. You know, you'd almost feel His heart, you know, just pulling at him, you know, come on, you've got to come higher. You've got to come into something better. You know, and He tried to bring them in, or that they could have gone into the promised land, yet they didn't believe. They trusted in what they saw with their eyes, and they trusted in the situation, the circumstances around them. They said, no, we can't do that. We can't go in and possess the land. And, you know, but thank God, people like Joshua and Caleb, you know, who had that spirit, and that spirit burned within them for 40 years and more, you know, and they said, yes, we can do it, and 40 years later, they were still saying, yes, we can do it, and God saw in them two men that would bring His people higher, and into the better things, and the promised land. You know, so that's God's heart. God's always heart for us is always to bring us on and take us deeper, call us higher, and bring us into something else. So that's where we're going to be going over the next few weeks. But I want to share just a word this morning. It's not part of any teaching series that I've got going. This is just what the Lord's laid on my heart to bring. And I want to, if you've got Bibles, let's turn to Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. And we're going to share together, or we're going to read the last few verses of this chapter from verse 46. A very well-known passage, well-known Bible story, which those of us that went through Sunday school, we would have picked up and learned from a young age. The healing of blind Bartimaeus. Verse 46 says this, says, now they came to Jericho. And as He went out of Jericho with His disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, son of David, I read that verse, haven't I? Have mercy on me. I read that twice. You know, this blind Bartimaeus, you know, he was desperate to meet with Jesus. He'd heard all about Jesus. You know, I don't have any doubt to sort of say that this isn't true, but, you know, we're told and that those that have a lack in one of their senses, you know, all their other senses sort of pick up a little bit. And really, I suppose to make up what they've lost. So those that can't see, you know, have a really good sense of hearing. You know, and other things. And they're also, you know, with blind people, they read by touch. So that they're feeling, they're hearing more attuned than perhaps what people with five senses are. You know, so blind Bartimaeus, he would have sat at the roadside and he would have heard the buzz that was going around. The buzz around town. And no doubt he picked up as people had passed by, because he sat at this roadside begging on a daily basis. And he would have picked up from Pastor, you know, about the things that Jesus had been doing. You know, he was in a place called Jericho, which is just a short day's journey from Jerusalem. It's only a few miles. You know, many people travel from Jerusalem down to Jericho. You know, we get the story of the Good Samaritan. That took place on the Jerusalem-Jericho road. You know, many travelers went that way. People passing, perhaps going up to Jerusalem to buy and sell, perhaps going up to the markets. You know, they would have journeyed that road many a time. And Bartimaeus sat at the gate of Jericho. And he would have heard this buzz around. He would have heard the things going on about Jesus. He would have heard what was being said. You know, how Jesus had performed a miracle. How he'd done this. How he'd done that. And I'm guessing he sat by this roadside this day and he's sitting there begging. And perhaps he's even spent time over the days. And if just Jesus could come by this way, then I could be healed. You know, he could touch me. Maybe he heard the stories of the other blind men that had received their sight that came to Jesus. You know, and then as he sat there this day, you know, there was this noise, this bustle, and, you know, he heard and he wanted to know what was going on. And no doubt he would have asked the pastor, you know, what's this? What's the bustle? What's the noise? What's going on? You know, why is the commotion? And then somebody would have told him, well, it's Jesus of Nazareth. You know, he's coming up. He's been in Jericho. We're coming out of Jericho. You know, something's happened in Jericho. And he took his opportunity and he said, well, if that's Jesus. Then he cried, began to cry out saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And these people weren't very kind to him. You know, they said, well, you know, Jesus wouldn't want to have anything to do with you. You know, you're just a beggar by the roadside. You know, don't bother this man. You know, be quiet. But the Bible here tells us that he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then listen to these words, verse 49. It says, so Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. You know, when we cry out to God, you know, the Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, I've been reading through the book of Jeremiah, and wasn't that long ago I read the chapter 33. You know, and in the early verses of chapter 33, God says, he says, call upon me. He says, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. You know, call upon me and I will answer. You know, and Bartimaeus called on Jesus. He called on the one whom he knew was the answer to his problem and the answer to his need. You know, Jesus never turned anybody away. All that came to him. Now, men walked away from him. Men turned their back on him. But Jesus never turned them away. And then when the cries got to Jesus' ears, he knew this was a cry, not a cry for some sort of self-recognition from Bartimaeus. This was a cry of help. Son of David, have mercy on me. You know, God can never refuse the cry when we cry out for his mercy. You know, God can never turn away anybody that cries out for mercy from him. If that's the case, then we would say that some of us might not be saved. But the Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever calls upon the mercy of God shall be ministered to, shall be met. You know, Bartimaeus, he began to cry, and then Jesus stood still, it says, and commanded him to be called. Now the crowds changed their speech towards him. You know, they were telling him to shut up and be quiet not many minutes beforehand. But now they say, "Hey, Bartimaeus, cheer up." This is my translation. What does it say? It says, "Be of good cheer. Rise. He is calling you. Be of good cheer." You know, rise up. You know, Jesus is calling you. He's calling you to come to him. He's calling you to rise up from the side of the road and come to him where he is. Jesus commanded Bartimaeus to come to him. He says, "Bring him." You know, listen to those words that they said to him. You know, "Rise, rise, rise. Come up higher. You know, you're coming to a better place, Bartimaeus. It's time to rise. Jesus is calling you." And it's along these lines this morning I want us to consider. Because verse 50 says this. It says, "And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus." Throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. Let's just finish the chapter and then we'll carry on. It says, "So Jesus answered and said to him, 'What do you want me to do for you?' The blind man said to him, 'Rabboni,' or teacher, 'that I might receive my sight.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Go your way, your faith has made you well.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road." You know, there Bartimaeus had an encounter with Jesus. This man who was in need. This man who couldn't see. Until he called on the name of Jesus. Jesus commanded him to rise. You know, rise up. Rise up. And now I just like that verse 50. It says, "Throwing aside his garment." You know, that means something. You know, there's something significant there for us. Casting aside his garment, he rose up and came to Jesus. You know, we've all got garments. We've all had garments. You know, when you grow out of a jacket or you grow out of something, and you're not able to fit into it anymore, it's time to get rid of it. Now, how you choose to get rid of it is up to you, whether you take it down to a charity shop and let somebody else have use of it. It may be so worn out that there's a lot of things I've had to do. You know, I have to find an old shirt or something which is so worn out, you find it's useful for cutting up into rags and useful for cleaning the windows or using it as a rag to get the oil off your fingers or something like that if you've been working. You know, we've all got garments that we grow out of and we have to get rid of. You know, and this garment was a peculiar garment that Bartimaeus had. It's been suggested that this garment was a type of license for him to sit and beg. You know, it was It was a symbol of his position, where he was at. You know, he couldn't work, he was blind. All he could do, there was no welfare for them. There was no means of support, so he had to rely on the generosity of passers-by. Generosity of the traders, the people coming in and out of Jericho. You know, perhaps those that were more well off than what he was. And he used to sit there and he used to beg. He left his little bowl. He left his garment. Yeah, that garment was like, you know, you see these people in the towns and the cities that selling the Big Issue magazine. You know, they wear like this tabard, which has got the Big Issue written on it. So you know that they are licensed to sell that product. You know, this was a similar type of garment, perhaps not so much like a tabard, but maybe it was just like perhaps a shawl or something that he wrapped around him while he was sitting there. But it was a sign that he was a beggar. A sign that he was unable to work and was relying upon the generosity. But as he heard the voice of Jesus, or as he got that message, and they said, come on, Bartimaeus, cheer up, be of good cheer. You know, rise up, he's calling you. You know, there's something about this man, because Jesus commended his faith. Now, what was his faith action? I believe his faith action was that he laid aside that garment. You know, he was that throwing aside of his garment. He was making a statement. He's saying, I'm not going to need this thing anymore. This is my tie to the old life. This is my tie with what's gone on in the past. You know, this is the thing that's keeping me bound in my need. And as he rose up, he threw aside that garment first. Then he rose up. He came higher. And he came to Jesus. You know, we've got garments that perhaps we need to cast off this morning. Maybe ties with where we're at. Maybe it's a garment of sin. Maybe it's a garment of unforgiveness, heaviness, sorrow, oppression, bondage. Maybe it's a garment of doubt and fear, depression. Maybe it's a garment of failure and defeat. Maybe there's something tying us back to rising to that higher level. Maybe there's something that's holding us back. God wants us to come higher. He wants to bring us on. You know, the people of God, they had something that was holding them back. That's why they didn't go into the promised land. That's why they didn't go in and conquer it. You know, what was it? It was fear and unbelief kept them back from the promise of God. You know, there may be those garments that are holding us back from coming higher. Well, the good news is that we can cheer up. You know, we don't have to stay bound by those garments. You know, I was going to just tell you this. I got sidetracked. You know, when just before Christmas, I think it was Christmas morning, I decided I'd have a bit of a tidy up at home. And I went to my wardrobe and I put some clothes in it, hung some clothes up, and I looked at some of my shirts and my trousers and things that I got hanging up in there, and I thought, I know, I'll wear this pair of trousers for today. And I took the trousers out of the wardrobe and I put them on, and they didn't even meet. And I thought, oh no, this Oh, this is a sign that I've got to start losing weight. Or it's time for them to go and get a new pair. You know, these things were old. I hadn't worn them for a while, and I thought, well, you know, they'd be all right for sort of lounging around the house in. It's not good enough to go out in, really, but certainly just for being around the house, it's fine, it's suitable. But the things didn't fit. And a decision had to be made, you know. Do we get rid of it, or do we make a change? Well, Bartimaeus, he did both. He made a change and he got rid of it. That was his change, to get rid of his old garment, to get rid of his old life, to get rid of the things that were keeping him in bondage to that begging. In actual fact, we are told to get rid of these garments. You know, we've got a new garment. A new garment to wear. Isaiah 61 tells us that we've got a robe of righteousness that we should wear, that we can put on. A robe of righteousness. It's nothing to do with us, it's to do with what Jesus has done for us. Because in actual fact, what we've remembered this morning is the fact that all these garments that I mentioned, you know, sin, unforgiveness, heaviness, sorrow, oppression, bondage, doubt, fear, failure, defeat, all those, Jesus wore those garments for us at Calvary. He took them all to Calvary. He put them all on and he took them to the cross. He bore them for us. You know, we used to sing that song many years ago, you know, I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I gave him my old tattered, I gave him that garment and he gave me a brand new one. You know, there's a brand new garment for us to wear. But we've got to rise up and put it on. We've got to rise and come to him. Throw aside the garment. Throw aside the ties with the old life. Throw aside the ties with the bondage. Jesus came to him and he said, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? That's a loaded question. What do you want me to do for you? Where are we this morning? Only we can answer that question. Where are we at this morning? You know, God wants us to come higher. God wants us to come up to a new level. God wants us to rise into something better. Bring us up out of the pit. You know, I'm at the point, I said a little while ago, I was going through Jeremiah. I'm at the point now in Jeremiah where Jeremiah is in a pit. He's been put in a pit, he's been thrown into the dungeon. You know, and he's just been lifted out. That's where I've just got up to. He's just been lifted up out of this pit. You know, Jesus wants to lift us up. Bring us up out of the pit. Out of our old way of living. Out of our need. Bartimaeus, it says, he threw aside his garment, he rose up, and he came to Jesus. Do you know that the Bible says? It says here, Jesus asked, he said, what do you want me to do for you? Verse 51. The blind man said to him, Rabboni, master, teacher, that I may receive my sight. You know, just as I was reading that a few minutes ago, the Lord just dropped this thought into my spirit. You know, we've got to see beyond where we're at. We've got to look beyond where, you know, there's a familiar story, and I don't want to spend too long, but the story we grew up with as children, it's a just a fairy tale story, but it was about three goats. The story was the three billy goats. You know, and in this story, they looked beyond where they were at to something that was far better. They saw a field that was green and lush, and it was somewhere where they wanted to go. They saw it. You know, and they said amongst them, you know, if only we could get to that field. You know, there was only just one thing stopping these three goats from crossing to that field, because it was on the other side of a river. And there was only one way to cross that river, and that was across the bridge. You think, well, that's okay, but they weren't allowed to cross the bridge. Or they were prevented from crossing the bridge because of what was living underneath the bridge. And in the story, it was an old troll lived under this bridge. But they plucked up the courage one day and they said, okay, we're going to go for it. And they crossed the bridge. Well, they went in size order from the smallest to the biggest. And if you know the story, you know what happens. You know, the little goat crossed the bridge and the troll came up to eat him, and he says, no, he says, I'm too small, I'm, my brother's coming, and he's a bit more tastier than me, you know, you get more meat on him. So the troll says, okay, and off you go, I'll wait for your brother. Then the middle-sized goat went across, and he says, you know, my brother, he's coming behind me, he's big, you know, there's a lot of meat on him, you'll love him. And the troll says, okay, and lets the goat across. And finally the old goat comes. Now he's big, he's lived a bit, he knows what's what. And he steps onto the bridge, and the troll jumps up and says, that's it, he's going to have him, he's going to eat him for his dinner. And another goat says, that's what you think. And he put his head down and knocked the troll off the bridge with his horns. But those goats, in order to get to the other side, they had to cross the bridge. They had to make a decision to cross. You know, and if we're going to come from where we are at into something better, we've actually got to make that decision to cross. We've got to see it. We've got to have our eyes open to see that God wants to bring us higher. You know, maybe the first question we should be asking of the Lord is that we might receive our sight, that we might see where He wants to take us, where He wants to bring us, that we might see the next level that we should rise to. You know, I haven't done for many years, but I used to play on Joanna's games that she had, and Debbie's games, that these Mario-type games, where you always had to go to the next level. You had to complete a level and rise to the next level. You know, and there was a few obstacles on the way. You know, you had to jump up and jump down and catch the flowers and the mushrooms and all the things that came along, knock the other things out of the way that were trying to destroy you. But you had to come to the next level. You know, there's always a next level to come to. Unlike those games, though, which come to an end. There's no end when it comes to the things of God. We can always come higher. You know, when we've walked a level, there's another level for us. And then there's another level for us. You know, God always bringing us on into something better. But first, we've got to know where we're going. But we've got to see that we should come out. So maybe the first question is, or the first thing we should ask, is that we might receive our sight. But it goes on here and it says, Jesus said to this Bartimaeus, verse 52, he says, go your way, your faith has made you well. Go your way, your faith has made you well. You know, he cast aside that garment. He did it in faith. He left his garment, he left his begging bowl. He has no more need of this thing. Because he's looking to a new level. I'm going to be healed, I'm going to be free, I'm going to have my sight restored, which means I'll be able to work, I'll be able to... He's looking beyond his need. He's looking to the answer. He's looking to what it's going to be like when he receives this sight. And Jesus says to him, he says, I want you to go your way. Your faith has made you well. But look what it says here. It says, immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus on the road. He received his sight and he followed Jesus on the road. Notice what Bartimaeus did. Jesus opened his eyes, he received his sight, and he never went back for that garment. He never went back for that begging bowl. He didn't go and pick it up again and say, oh, I can't leave this behind. You know, that's a lot of our problems some of the time. You know, we want to go on with God, and we come to him, we say, Lord, I need you. You know, God touches us, God gives us a word. You know, we always seem to go back and pick up what we should have left behind. You know, we pick up that fear, we pick up that unbelief, we pick up that oppression, and we pick it all up, and we should leave it on the roadside. After we've cast it aside, we should leave it there. You know, don't pick it up again. Why shouldn't we pick it up? Well, because we've got a new garment. God's got a new garment for us, and we're not going to need it where we're going. Because God is bringing us on. He's bringing us into something better. You know, one of the things that amazes me as I read in the scriptures, and particularly where the people of God concerned, you know, their strong desire to go back to Egypt. You know, God brought them to a new level. He brought them up out of Egypt. He brought them up out of bondage. He brought them through the Red Sea. You know, and they're all through the scriptures, you see it. They're going back. They want to go back to Egypt. They want to go back to the place where they were in bondage. Even after hundreds of years of being out of Egypt, they've still got this desire to go back. It was in one of the scriptures I read this morning in Jeremiah. You know, they want to go back to Egypt. Yet God's got something better for them. You know, they see some problem in the land. An enemy's coming. And their first thing is to run back to the old place. Now, God wants us to rise higher. So let's cheer up this morning. Rise up. Because God's calling us higher. We've got to leave some things behind. We've got to cast aside some garments. And come on. Come higher. Come up to a new level. Amen.